Well, this morning we're visiting with Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Want to talk a little bit again about where we are here with the COVID vaccination program and just COVID in general. Beth, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Healthy, which is the goal.
That's right.
Want to talk a little bit about where we are. Give us an update. It seems like it's been pretty steady ever since the first of the vaccines were made available to us.
Yeah, and I think steady is a fair and, good word for it. So we continue to get about 300 doses. Well, I shouldn't say about. We continue to get 300 doses. It's very matter of fact through the whole month of February, and now it sounds like we're guaranteed those 300 doses at least through mid-March. So that's all we will continue to see from local public health, but of course, as you've probably heard, unless you haven't listened to any news or media, that, some of those pharmacies and other partners are starting to get a little more vaccine in too. But from a public health perspective, slow and steady, we just keep getting 300 doses in and we get 300 doses right back out.
Yeah, with some of the local pharmacies now able to get involved, more involved and participate directly with this vaccination effort, that's got to relieve a lot of the pressure.
Certainly does help, and we have great local pharmacies that want to work with us and our great community partners. So, they're happy to work down our list and help us as well, since we've kind of already screened people. We know who signed up in what order. So they've been really great to work with. That's a few extra 100 people that we can get through a week too by utilizing our pharmacies too.
You bet. Has the process gone about the way you anticipated? Are people, playing nice? Are they understanding that there's a process that you have to work through?
Yes and no. Of course, I mean, people are just anxious, right? Everybody wants this, and we all wanted it yesterday. So it's hard. A lot of people do understand and get that it takes time. And a lot are, I would say, frustrated that, state of Iowa has just said that 65 and above are eligible, and they don't take into account other health risks at this time. If you're 65 and above, you qualify. If you're younger than that but have a bunch of health conditions, unless you fall into one of those other kind of professions or, reasons that you would, one of those other tiers, one of those other reasons you would qualify, you simply don't qualify right now. And, that's hard. It's really frustrating for a lot of people. And then there's some professions too where they think that their profession should qualify, but the state of Iowa has said differently. So I know that's really frustrating for people, but we are held to that vaccine shortage order, and we're doing the best we can and trying to get vaccine out as fairly and quickly as possible.
Sure. Well, you're in the same boat we are from our end as far as the rules go. You have to play by them, but you don't make them.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And sometimes that's not easy for people to understand, or they want to tell us what they think about it, but unfortunately I don't get to change that, and I still have to follow them.
Sure. Okay. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen next here, because the Moderna vaccine has been coming here, as we said, in kind of steady fashion, but Now here just this week, Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine has been put out there for folks. It's got its emergency authorization, so it's out there now for folks. How is that going to change the game?
Yeah, so it sounds like the state of Iowa's approach with that is really to direct that to, those major employers in the food and ag sectors, and they've kind of narrowed down 17 counties. And think, it's going to be like those large meatpacking facilities or those large manufacturing facilities that have had outbreaks or they can't socially distance. So we don't really have a lot of those around here. Our numbers are pretty small. But I think that's really where those first doses of that Johnson & Johnson will be sent, just because, it's that one dose, nice, easy. You can go in, do one big clinic for any employee that wants it, and go back out. You don't have to worry about coming back for those second doses. So that's really who I think the state of Iowa is going to target with the first shipments of that Johnson & Johnson. They want to allocate the sufficient doses in a single week to those entities to be able to vaccinate any eligible employees. So I don't know how much we'll actually see here in Cass County, if any. I think it would be very little.
Honestly, I understand how things work, and I have no problem with those who are maybe more at risk than I am getting in the front of the line. That is not an issue whatsoever. I always kind of assumed that I'm not young anymore, but I'm younger than some, and since I'm relatively healthy, that I would probably end up with one of the second, third, fourth different types that end up getting approved. I guess I just assumed at some point my turn will come with probably the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Does that seem more realistic down the road?
I think that we'll continue to get Moderna here too. So, I don't know if it'll get to the point where people get to pick and choose which type of a vaccine clinic they want to go to. Johnson & Johnson, just for a number of reasons, is a lot easier. It can be refrigerated longer. You don't have to worry about that really cold freezer temperature. And the big thing, it's a single dose. So, maybe that will be something down the road that's easier to store and hold at a doctor's office or a clinic, for example. I don't know. Right now they're really targeting that towards those workplace manufacturers that have had COVID outbreaks that can't social distance, or, migrant workers that live in bunk style housing. So, again, it's going to take months to get enough of that to be seen here, probably locally, and to be doing large clinics with that.
It'd be great if we did get to pick and choose. That'd mean we have ample supply.
That's right.
That would be
and
awesome.
Anybody would be able to get one if we were to that point.
Yeah.
So.
Beth, talk a little bit about the differences. Folks have heard about the Moderna that we've had. That's a two-dose vaccine. You've got your original, then your booster over about a month period or so. And then you've got the other, the Johnson & Johnson, is a single dose. When I get my flu shot, they always tell me it takes about 2 weeks for it to cycle and circulate before you really get good protection from it. How does it work with whether it's a single or a double-dose vaccine? If you get the double, does it start protecting you immediately, or do you need that second dose for it to kick in? How does all that work?
Yeah, so, with the two-dose series, we know that Moderna or Pfizer, if you've had either of those, they say about 95% efficacy in those once you've had your second dose. And they say that a couple weeks out from your second dose. So, of course, one is good for either of those vaccines, but we know that two is ideal, and that's going to be better. And just like you mentioned with the flu shot, once you're a couple weeks out, that's once we really think you've built up your full immunity. That's when you would get or see the most protection. So Johnson & Johnson just being a single dose, we'll see how effective just a single dose vaccine is, or if they're looking at booster shots down the road that end up making it, more than just a one-dose vaccine. I think a lot of that will be, to be determined, right? These are new vaccines that we're working with, and we'll learn more as we get further into the vaccination process and as clinical trials go on.
Sure. Are you still hearing some of the naysayers that are kind of concerned about whether or not they should get the vaccine for all kinds of different reasons? What would you tell those folks?
Yeah, I would say we don't hear a lot of that. Most people calling us really want it. I wouldn't say that we hear much from the people that need to be convinced that they should get it. We've had a few try and, want to pick which one they get, and we just explain that doesn't work here. So, if you want the COVID vaccine, this is what you're getting if you're coming to Cass County Public Health. So, like you said, for yourself as an example, you're a younger guy, you're fairly healthy. It's not always about you, though. You probably have parents you want to visit or other family members who are higher risk. And, for me, I see it as a way I can help protect other people, and I can protect others who haven't been able to get the vaccine or can't get the vaccine for one reason or the other. So, I think that this is a way to get back to normalcy, right? And these vaccines are safe and effective, and we've seen that through the clinical trials and just the technology and how those vaccines are created. And I think it's the right thing to do if you're eligible. Why not? Help yourself out, but also help those out around you.
Sure. it's a great step and certainly in the right direction. But once we get the shot, whether it's the first, the second, or the single dose and the one shot, it doesn't mean all of a sudden we're bulletproof. We still need to take some reasonable precautions.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, Iowa Department of Public, well, I should say CDC came out with this. And then, of course, Iowa Department of Public Health adopted it. But so fully vaccinated individuals, after you've been vaccinated and you're 2 weeks out from that vaccination, like I said, so that's when you have that most immunity that you're going to have. If you were exposed to COVID, you wouldn't have to quarantine. So I know that's something that we kind of thought would be coming and just hadn't seen it yet. And it did come out from CDC a few weeks ago now. And like I said, the Iowa Department of Public Health adopted that as well. So, you know, we're hopeful that things like that will continue to kind of loosen up or, you know, ease up for individuals that have fully vaccinated. But, you know, we still encourage you to, you know, be mindful of your symptoms and, you know, wear a mask in public. And, you know, wearing a mask has done other things. Look at, you know, influenza numbers throughout the state. You know, there's, you know, masks are more effective for more than just stopping the spread or slowing the spread of COVID. So, you know, I know it's not the most fun thing to do. I don't always enjoy wearing one either, but if it's an easy way for me to protect others, I'm going to do it.
Still germ season, so we still need to watch those things.
That's right.
Well, very good. Well, we'll keep plugging forward. So as far as the vaccination schedules go right now, everything continues to move ahead. There's nothing else folks need to do right now except probably answer the phone if you call.
That's right. Yeah, I would encourage people to answer your phone, especially if it's a local number that's tried you a couple times. You know, clear your voicemail box out if it's full. we definitely encourage you to answer your phone because sometimes we have a hard time getting a hold of people, and we know they want the vaccine and we want to get them in too, but if we can't talk to a human, and it's hard to do that.
Yeah. If you call and they don't answer, they don't bump to the bottom of the list right away, do they?
No, heavens no. We keep them right where they are. So, and if something happens, you're out of town or having surgery come up or, you know, whatever, you know, we'll just make a note that says, you know, don't call them until after this date, you know, so that's no big deal. We'll keep you right where you are. You don't lose your shot. So we'll keep trying you when it works out better in your schedule, I suppose.
Okay. Sooner or later, we'll make real good progress on this then too and get well down the road. Very good. Well, Beth, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and continued hard work to the ultimate goal.